Today marks a very important day in Hawaii history. It's the 125th anniversary of the overthrow of Kuehinilulani and the Kingdom of Hawaii. 25 years ago, the first Kunipa'a celebration or gathering drew thousands of people in a solemn acknowledgement of a turning point in our history. We sat down earlier with University of Hawaii professor and interim dean of the Hawaiian School of Knowledge about the significance of this day, Kunipa'a Kākou, and the opening day of the legislature.
This is a demonstration of Hawaiian solidarity that takes place at the Capitol on the opening day. And opening day of the legislature is on a Wednesday. So every 6 or 7 years, depending on leap year, both of these events occur on the same day, kind of like a perfect storm or a king tide, or you know what I mean? It's just every now and then this happens. And that happens to be the case here. We have the Onipa'a commemoration at the palace, and we have the opening day of the legislature and the Hawaiian gatherings at the rotunda, all happening on the same day. Now, the gatherings at the Capitol are usually about, getting the legislature to recognize contemporary problems in the society, and especially those that affect Native Hawaiians. So very often we are bringing people together that are talking about the loss of agriculture, the need to bolster and strengthen education, crime and punishment, all those kinds of issues. And that's generally what the focus is there. But at Onipa'a, the focus is much more on Hawaiian issues and especially on the history of the taking of our government. It's almost always a celebration of the courage and the grace of the Queen, Liliʻuokalani, and it always comes with a reaffirmation of the people who gather to the restoration of our government.
And what role will you play that day?
I will be speaking at the rotunda, basically talking about sovereignty air on that stage. I'll be followed by, as I understand it, Governor Wahei will also be speaking after me. And I think that, I don't know exactly what Governor Wahei will be addressing, but I suspect it will have to do with the many different ways that Hawaiians have strengthened themselves politically and culturally over the last 40 years. This is a really interesting year, 2018, because we are 40 years from the 1978 Constitutional Convention. And as you may know, in the fall, CONCON, or Constitutional Convention, will be a referendum item on the ballot. So one of the things that's also happening this year and early this year is that people are starting to think about what that can mean for different communities, and Hawaiians are thinking about this too.
And I know there are multiple postings on social media. There are some folks that say, oh, don't go down to the palace. They're concerned whether or not it's going to be a peaceful gathering. There are other folks that say, no, we need to come together and remember the overthrow and, you know, Onipa'a.
I don't know why anyone would think it was not going to be a peaceful gathering. I don't know whether people realize that we don't just hold this once a year. We hold gatherings at the palace or at Thomas Square 4 or 5 times a year. We commemorate La Kuʻokoʻa. We commemorate La Hoʻiʻoʻea. We commemorate the birthday of the Queen and this event, Onipa, every single year. And those gatherings are always, they're always deeply meaningful. Sometimes the speeches, and I think it's completely appropriate that in certain instances the speeches should be angry and they should be direct and forceful, because it is, you know, one of the few things that we really have as Hawaiians in a place where we are numbered and where the military sits on our lands and where the government structures themselves are determined by the United States. One of the few things that we have is our own voice. Now, if people don't want to hear those voices, that's one thing, and they really don't have to come. But we will be there, and we will be speaking, and we will be also we will be singing, which, by the way, is as anti-violent an act as I can imagine.
Well, I remember being there for the 100th anniversary, and it was very powerful, very moving, very peaceful.
Very peaceful. Now, I'm not in a position to guarantee anything, but I just don't believe that Attorney General Chin needs to worry about beefing up security. I really don't. I think that we have demonstrated over all of these years that we are perfectly capable of managing ourselves and being civil. And I think we're doing a much better job of that, by the way, than the folks in Washington, D.C.
So today, solemn gathering, time to reflect.
Time to reflect. Time to recommit. Time to know, again, what everyone is in the Lahui is doing in education, in agriculture, in economics, even in tourism. The many ways that Hawaiians have been re-engaging and becoming more and more of a force in the society, these are things to celebrate. And we're going to be celebrating that at the palace. We're also, I think, going to be celebrating that in front of the legislature at the Rotunda.
Do you think anything will be different compared to what we saw 25 years ago?
Well, you know, there'll be a lot of people who won't be there. And that's deeply, you know, that's the kind of thing that makes you sad when you think of the numbers of people who have devoted their lives to the restoration of our government who have passed on, you know, working toward that and hoping for that and dreaming toward that. So, yeah, it's going to be different because, you know, we're not going to see some of these folks. But there are new people, and they're young people, and they're vibrant people, and there are new initiatives and new innovations. And it's going to be good to hear those people and get acquainted with them.
And many different views on where the Hawaiian community should go forward.
Absolutely. And that's another thing. You know, we recognize that Kanaka Maoli don't all agree on the eventual, what sovereignty actually means. I happen to believe that it means independence from the United States and our own government again. But not everyone believes that, and not everyone wants to work toward that. But it, you know what? We do manage to actually come together and meet and talk and exchange ideas. I think that that's been one of the most promising things about being a Hawaiian in this movement, in this time.
That was John Osorio, University of Hawaii professor, interim dean of the Hawaiian School of Knowledge, who spoke earlier this morning with my co-host, Catherine Cruz. We're now joined by HPR reporter Kutuvei Hiraishi, who is at Mauna Ala in Nu'uanu for the start of a march marking Onupa'a Kakou. Kutuvei, sounds like your phone might be acting a little funny, but can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine, Chris. Aloha.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
What was the
mood? I was at Mauna Ala this morning for the beginning of this march. Earlier estimates were around 3,000 leaving Mauna Ala, and these were school kids. Folks who skipped work and came down to march down to the palace.
A mood of, how would you describe the mood, Kuvei?
The mood, it was one word, it truly is a unity. There was a lot of positive remarks from folks who have, from across the island chain, from Hawaii, from Hawaii, Maui, Molokai, all sharing their words of their struggles. For example, the folks protecting Mauna Kea, and folks with land struggles on Kauai are saying this is the time to let down those divides and be an example of what Lili'uokalani, Kalani, the queen, would want to see here today. So very peaceful, very upbeat, and it was nice along the way. We had a school kid who came out and were brought to the street to wave at all the marchers. There were folks on the highways and driving by or stuck in traffic who decided to beep their horns in solidarity. So it was a good feeling.
The presence of a lot of young people there, Kuvei.
I can't hear.
Having so many young people there, Kuvei, is kind of a sign of the future, yeah?
Yes, sorry, you cut out there a little bit. But yes, the next generation was definitely here in full force. And it was nice to see folks who were here at the 1993 march, Kupuna, who remember being young kids themselves celebrating the 100th anniversary of the overthrow and sort of passing on that baton to the younger generation of folks who led the march here today. And they all arrived at the palace right before 11 o'clock and locked in arms. You had former governor John Waihe'e, our first Native Hawaiian governor, as well as Lana Kila, one of the protectors of Mauna Kea, hand in hand, all ready to raise the flag, the Hawaiian flag, over Iolani Palace.
Well, I can only imagine what it was like to be there, Ku'uwei, but I appreciate your perspective.